Federal News Radio, Scott Mascione is here with details on a reorganization that the director of the National Security Administration, Admiral Mike Rogers, says he's preparing for. Scott, what is driving the reorganization of the National Security Agency, and why right now?
Rogers told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the NSA hasn't had a major organizational change since the turn of the century. Meanwhile, threats to the United States have changed dramatically. The last reorganization was before 9/11, before ISIS, before wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Cyber was in its comparative infancy, and no one had even heard of the word sequestration. Rogers said he's looking toward the future with this reorganization and wants to feel comfortable when he hands over the reins to his successor.
So I've been the director at NSA now for approximately 18 months, and I spent the first portion of those 18 months really focused on the aftermath of media leaks, trying to make sure that we are structured as an organization to deal with that challenge and to make sure that we were in a position to be able to tell our oversight, as well as the citizens of the nation, we are fully compliant with the law and regulation, and we're in a place where you should be comfortable that we're able to execute our missions at the same time ensuring the protection of the data that we access, as well as the broad privacy of U.S. citizens. I then posed the following question to the workforce. If we stay exactly the way we are, if we change nothing in 5 to 10 years, are we going to be able to say that we are the world's preeminent SIGINT and information assurance organization? And I said, I'm asking you this question because my concern is if we make no changes, I don't think we're going to be able to say that. And I believe that part of my responsibility as a leader is whenever I turn the organizations over, I want to be able to tell whoever relieves me, you should feel good that we've structured this so you're ready to do what you need to do.
Rogers says he wants this reorganization to come from the workforce and not from the leadership. He started the recommendation process by asking NSA workers to send in suggestions. He got about 200 and then whittled them down to a smaller, broad base of ideas. Here's Rogers again on that process.
There's three final areas that I said I want you to spend more time on. The first was the military part of the workforce. I try to remind everybody, as I said in my opening statement to you, we are an enterprise composed of civilian employees, military men and women, active and in reserve, officer and enlisted, as well as contractors, and we have to optimize every single part of this enterprise to get where we need to be. The second issue I said was, I want you to think a little more broadly about cyber, because I don't think we're being far-reaching enough in the recommendations you've given me. And the last one was organizational structure. I said, if you were building NSA from the ground up today, is this the structure you would have created? I said, our structure reflects a series of changes and choices that have literally been made over the last 20 years. The last major organizational change at NSA on a wide swath was 1999, 1998. I mean, coming up on 20 years ago now. And the world has really changed and our missions have evolved. And I just want to make sure we're optimized to meet the future.
I contacted NSA to get more details about the recommendation. They responded saying they didn't want to divulge anything more as respect to the process. So we'll have to wait and see how this shapes up.
There are still some formalities for Congress to go through as far as averting a shutdown. This is something that Admiral Rogers had a lot to say about at this hearing, correct?
Yeah, so Rogers brought up twice how fearful NSA workers were of a shutdown. He said every time he goes to a base, he hears people saying, are we going to be furloughed again? Are we going to lose money? And it's hard for their families. So the thing about these NSA workers is they can make a lot more money outside in the private sector. And they do this for a sense of mission. They feel that they want to do something for their country. And getting furloughed and not paid is not helping retain these people. Rogers really drove this point home when he was answering questions from Senator Angus King.
In the last 5 days or so, as we now are publicly talking about this possibility, watching the reaction at the workforce at NSA and U.S. Cyber Command who are going again, who could easily get jobs on the outside and earn significantly more amounts of money, this instability, this message to the workforce that you're, and this is probably a pejorative, but you are a secondary consideration in a much larger game, if you will, that drives...
No, it's a smaller game, Admiral.
Smaller game that just drives the workforce. And I, to the point where today, I literally was talking to the leadership about, we need to sit down and figure out how we're going to keep these men and women if their attitude increases.
And keeping these talented men and women is hard enough.
And that was Senator King talking to Rogers. Rogers also said that a shutdown would be a potential national security threat.
He was not the only one there making news at the hearing that you covered. What else came out of this hearing?
The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, said he plans on bringing up the Protecting Cyber Networks Act to the committee floor. Rogers has been pushing Congress to pass this bill. It allows private companies to share cyber attack data with the government. Some people have been wary about the bill, though. Companies collect a lot of data on customers, and opponents of the bill don't want the government collecting even more data on U.S. citizens. On the other hand, sharing cyber attacks data will give the government a leg up on the attacks. The U.S. can trace where the attacks are coming from and note any trends that they see. The House has already passed a version of this bill back in April. That bill was introduced by House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. He spoke about the need for this legislation earlier this month at the Intelligence and National Security Summit.
You would think that there would be the political will to get something done, but even, you know, in the House, we've actually worked pretty well, and we've moved this legislation quickly. But in the Senate, it's still hung up. And it's, look, largely over privacy concerns, you know, I guess are the reasons. But, you know, at some point, there's going to be a tipping point when I think that we've already reached that point. I just don't think people understand how bad it really is.
Burr said he'd like to bring up the bill in October so he can see it on the, so we might see it on the committee floor fairly soon.
And it seems significant to me, I don't know if it is or not, that the bills are being introduced by the respective chairs of the intelligence committees in each chamber. Does that mean something? Do we know?
Yeah, well, you know, intelligence is an important thing when it comes to cyber. And the defense committees don't really have the exact jurisdiction over it. So I think intelligence, they're kind of looking toward NSA and all these other parts that aren't necessarily military committees and military oversight kind of things.
Federal News Radio, Scott Mossione, thank you very much.
Thank you.